And if you pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit, the mother gets worried and you say, "Don't worry, I
won't drop him."
Are I going to hurt him?
I'm not going to hurt him.
Okay. If you have an argument with somebody and you're not quite sure you're right, and you say, "Well, I'm right." And you want to indicate that you're not quite sure. "Well, I'm right.
Well, I think I'm right."
You ever use "ain't I" in a situation like that? "I'm right, ain't I?" Probably not. Somebody
said... Never even heard it.
"I'm right, ain't I? Ain't I?"
Oh, yeah, I suppose I have to.
Somebody said, "You're the one who did it." And you said, "No, it..."
"It wasn't me."
The piece of cloth that the housewife wears in the kitchen, keep the grease
on. The apron?
And three-piece suit, man's three-piece suit has, what three pieces?
Coat and vest and trousers.
And you might say, "Today I bring the coat, yesterday I have the coat."
"I've worn the coat?"
Or, "Today I bring it, yesterday I am." The same thing. "Today I bring the coat, yesterday I..."
"Brought it."
And you might say, "I have..."
Have brought it, yeah.
You would never say "fetched"?
No, well, wait a second.
And yesterday I tried the suit on and it...
"Fit."
And if you used "me" at the end, would you still say "it fit me"?
Yeah, well, yeah, or just say "it fit," that's...
If I had a patch on my knee and a hole in my sleeve, you might say, "You better go to the store and buy a
suit."
Not an old one, but a...
"A new suit."
And a boy carries a lot of things in his pockets. You might say his pockets simply...
"Bald."
And yesterday my shirt fit me, but it was washed and looks like the collar...
"Shrank."
And the thing that the lady carries or puts her coins in, she puts it in a...
puts her coins in a purse.
And the larger...
The larger...
Purse in
and the purse goes in the handbag.
Was that the same as a pocketbook? Where's the pocketbook?
Well, a pocketbook would be the man's.
Oh. Well, the lady wouldn't have a pocketbook. Yeah, an ornament the lady wears around her wrist is a...
"Bracelet."
And if you gave the lady a bracelet and she just held it there, you'd say, "Well, go ahead and..."
"Put it on."
And if it looks like rain, you better carry
an umbrella.
The fancy piece of cloth that's on the top when the bed's made.
Oh, a spread.
They ever call that anything else?
Oh, I've heard it called coverlet.
That's an older term.
Yeah, I guess so.
They never called it a counterpane.
I've heard the word, but no, we never did.
Now, under the spread, there'd be a couple covers. You might call them, depending.
Well, they might be quilts and they might be blankets. You know, the quilt is quilted. And the blanket is just a woven, a thick, mm-hmm. thicker woven.
There's something else like a quilt, though, that isn't, it's different. It's sewn, not sewn together, but tied together.